Here's an issue that touches just about anyone who cares about the news. Who benefits and who loses if one company owns radio or television stations and a city's dominant newspaper? That's called cross-ownership, and the Federal Communications Commission has voted to loosen its 1975 ban on the practice in the country's top 20 markets. As part of our series on the FCC, we're going to hear about Janesville, Wisconsin, a small media market where one company already owns both major news outlets. Here's Gil Halstead of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Every weekday morning, Bob Daly, the news director at WCLO, does a live interview with the editor of the Janesville Gazette.
Scott Angus, editor of the Janesville Gazette, working early this morning.
The Janesville Gazette is owned by Bliss Communications Incorporated and has been for more than a century. Bliss also owns WCLO, the major news and talk radio station in the area.
What's in today's paper?
Well, we got a good story out of Milton today. Listen to this. A 6-foot cougar apparently is on the loose in Milton.
Both the station and the paper will produce stories on the cougar sighting. Reporters from both will share sources. The paper's reporters will be interviewed on the air and their comments chopped into sound bites and used in spot news stories. The Bliss family helped put WCLO on the air in 1930, so for more than 70 years, Bliss Communications has controlled the only two news operations in Janesville. But the radio and paper reporters used to compete to see who could get a story first. Gazette editor Scott Angus says it's been a good thing for both operations to cooperate.
Just about anybody would tell you that the local news report on radio right now is stronger than it's ever been. Because of the convergence that we've worked on for the last year and a half, we've made more resources available to radio. And if you're listening to radio today versus a year and a half or 2 years ago, much more local news on the radio station.
But at a coffee shop on Main Street in Janesville, just a block from the building that houses both the paper and the radio station, local attorney Todd Daniel says he's not happy with the new cooperative approach.
They don't have the edge anymore. I mean, with all due respect to the news department, I did some time on the school board, and they used to cover us. I mean, they didn't just used to do our stories, they covered us. And they don't seem to cover it anymore, they seem to just do their stories.
Bliss Communications owns either a radio station or a newspaper in 4 other Wisconsin cities. The company is still in the family, and it's now run by Skip Bliss. He's convinced he could offer quality radio news in those cities where he owns a paper, but he's not allowed to.
There are only 3 people who are banned by a government regulation from acquiring those radio stations. First person is a foreign citizen. The second person is a convicted felon. The third person is the daily newspaper publisher in that market. So it strikes me as somewhat unusual company to be held in.
The Bliss family has been the only news game in Janesville for so long, its operations were grandfathered in when the FCC's cross-ownership ban took effect in 1975. Late last year, the commission voted to lift the ban, but only in the top 20 markets in the country. Its reasoning is that bigger markets have more stations, and there's less of a risk of one company monopolizing the news. But in the country's 5th largest TV market, Dallas-Fort Worth, the Dallas Morning News and TV station WFAA have been co-owned by the Belo Corporation since 1950. For much of that time, Belo was privately owned, like Janesville's Bliss Communications. But after Belo went public and profit margins began to shrink, the Dallas Morning News television critic at the time, Ed Bark, found he could no longer cover local TV.
I started as a TV critic in 1980 and really did do a lot of local coverage, and a lot of it was critiquing the content, and that was never a problem. But we stopped covering local TV as far as doing any critiques or enterprise stories about it as of February of 2000, when they decided suddenly that they were too involved in planning and cross-planning with the ABC station across the street, which Belo owns as well, to cover anything objectively. And I think television critics have been hit harder by this than others, because if the television station owned by the corporation is having a lousy year in the ratings or putting out an embarrassing newscast, they really don't want their critic to put that out there every day or even at all.
Bark took a buyout and now covers local TV on his own website. Other critics of cross-ownership point to shrinking newsrooms after media conglomerates like Clear Channel or the Tribune Company swallow up local radio and TV stations. But Skip Bliss contends he's trying to serve his community, and he says it's unfair to penalize him for the actions of others.
There are bad radio broadcasters and bad publishers. And my sense is that daily newspaper publishers, generally speaking, are among America's best journalists. And I think that that bodes well for any enterprise that those people are associated with.
The FCC's decision to lift the cross-ownership ban in the top 20 markets includes some restrictions intended to prevent a single company from gaining too much control. But the two commissioners dissenting from that decision call those restrictions about as tough as a bowl of Jell-O. Skip Bliss would like to see the ban eliminated entirely so he can combine operations in cities beyond Janesville in what he calls an increasingly competitive media marketplace. For NPR News, I'm Gil Halstead.